And welcome to episode 3 of the 5-Minute Wondercast podcast. I'm your host, Kieran Barton. In this episode, we'll be interviewing two people about the difficulties surrounding fostering for a new fostering family. I'll be asking them a few questions and hopefully getting some insightful answers. So, at this point, I'd like to introduce Ayana Mohammed and Omar Mohammed to the podcast. Thank you for joining me today.
Hi, thanks for having us.
They are a relatively new family to fostering. So let's get this interview started. So, Ayana, how long have you been fostering now?
Well, we went to panel last October. That was October 2013, and we got past then. And then we got told we had a child in November, but it took till the 4th of March to actually have him come and live with us.
Okay, great. Thank you. And has your time fostering been what you expected it to be so far?
No, it hasn't actually been what we expected it to be. I think we expected it to just be like having our own child, but we had totally underestimated attachment and really how important it was to actually creating a relationship with a child. We thought we were going to love this child just like one of our own, and that hasn't actually happened. We had a honeymoon period of about 5 weeks with the child, which then ended very abruptly, and from then on it's been a bit of a nightmare with lots of different behaviours thrown at us. So it's been really tough, and at times we've really struggled to kind of get through it, but we're going to stick with it.
So Omar, what has been the best and worst things about fostering for you?
The most difficult thing about fostering are maybe a couple of things for me, one of which is dealing with difficult behaviour, some of which is born from a combination of both the background of the child but also their age, and that can be quite challenging. But also not really having enough time to spend with my own children. The best things about fostering are seeing a child develop over a period of weeks and months, learning to be more confident and learning to enjoy their lives and be more relaxed.
Brilliant, thank you. So, what made you decide you wanted to foster a child?
I think the main thing that made me want to foster was I used to teach in a really deprived area, and we had quite a few children who ended up being fostered, and it really struck me the difference in the child as soon as they became a fostered child. They were completely different. They came to school, they were clean, they were tidy, they had new clothes, they were fed properly, and more importantly than this, they had experiences. They used to go places before they were never taken anywhere. So they would get taken to restaurants and out places, and they had stories to tell, and they weren't different to the other children then. So I think that's what made me want to do it. I realised what a difference it actually made to a child's life.
Okay, and would you consider fostering again? And if so, what would you do differently in your approach to fostering?
We would definitely foster again. In fact, we're actually fostering forever this child that we've got. And we've been passed to take respite cases, so we'll have children short term as well. And in the future, we do want to take more children on a permanent basis. But I think the next time we did it, I would go into it with my eyes open, and I would make sure that I knew all the details about the child, because I think that the social work department with the best will in the world had quite a lot of things about the child that we really should have known. And I think they did it with the best intentions, and that they wanted the little boy to be given a forever family, but unfortunately it didn't really totally prepare us for the kind of behaviours and the issues that he has.
Brilliant, thank you, Ayana and Omar, for sharing with the 5-Minute Wondercast. And with that will be it for this week. Join us again next week for another podcast.